This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 2976 for Monday, the 30th of December 2019. Today's show is entitled A Walk Through Myperface CAD Python Code, Part 4. And is part of the series A Little Bit of Python. It is hosted by MRX and is about 7 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is: this is the last show in the series and covers the main program section at the bottom of my script.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Why don't you pick up a microphone and record something? I'm sure you must have something we'd all find interesting to listen to. And you might even enjoy it. Right, so this is the last part of my walk through my PyFace Python script. It controls the PyFace CAD, PyFace control and display board that sits atop my Raspberry Pi. I recorded this all in a oneer and said it was far too long and split it up into chunks. And this last chunk is quite tiny, so it's almost too small. But hopefully this waffly bit at the beginning will pad it out a bit. So I hope you haven't all fallen asleep listening to this series. It basically covers the main part of the program, which is actually at the bottom of the program. And this main bit calls all the other functions within the program. And so it's called the main program, and it basically sets up things and allows you to quit out the program. There's also some notes that I briefly mention at the end of the script, which gives you a bit of help and guidance in setting up Lurk, Linux, infrared control. Is it? It allows you to use infrared. Basically, it lists the kind of files and utilities that you need to get Lurk working. The text explanation in the script is probably a bit better than my comments that I've covered in this episode. So you'll glean some useful information from at the end of the script, which I'll just keep just for completeness. You might find it useful if you ever decide to do something similar or play with Lurk on a Raspberry Pi or whatever, you might find that useful. Anyway, sit back and enjoy, and hopefully don't be too bored for this final episode that's so small it's hardly worth listening to. Okay, cheers. Finally, on the main program, which initiates the PyFace module, turns on the LCD backlight. What else to do? Writes a message, system up, then clears the screen, writes waiting for IP, It runs through that IP function to check if I've got a valid IP or not. Once that's happened, it activates, it starts listening for events on the eight buttons numbered 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I think it also listens on, also listens for, then it goes on and listens for infrared activity, turns infrared on. It runs get HPRQ and displays that to the screen so that you know how many shows are available in the queue. And then it prints enter queue at any time to quit. And so if you just hit the queue button, then that's how you quit out the program, basically. I've got a whole host of other bits of information about IR, infrared information. That was a bit of a faff to get going at the time, I remember. And I kind of got some notes about what different files were used and tools and whatnot, and what they do. You've got Lurk, IR record, Lurk, D.conf, IRW, Lurk, RC, and I've got a file that's got remote control keys I've got on for my own remote control. So that it's currently sitting at the very last line on the with hashes on it is line 1269. Crikey, could you follow all that? I'm gonna have a look. I'm just looking. This is now at 44 minutes. Just crossed the 44 minute line. Oh, I'm gonna have to definitely break this up into a few pieces. I do apologise. I hope you can gain something from this. It's just. Oh, I knew it was going to be a nightmare to cover all this, and it's going to bore you all to death. All I can do is apologise, and well, that's about it. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr. The at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, if you can face it, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.